This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to jump online at any time, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I want to run through some highlights on sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, and I want you to pay attention as to what's going on here. And the first thing I'm going to highlight is Coach Dave Davenmeyer. Coach Dave actually went to Hillary Clinton's house yesterday. He drove 8 hours from his home to stand in front of Hillary Clinton's home. And as he properly projected, friends, and predicted, he said the cops are going to be here quickly. So he's standing out in front of Billy Bob in Hillary Clinton's home. And as he's doing that, he said the cops are going to be here sooner. Secret Service is going to come out here. I don't know what they're going to do. But he said the reason that I'm here is because the American people need justice. People are beginning to wake up to the message of this ministry. We're about 15 years ahead of the game here, but people are catching up. And this is all good. And with that said, that's all we have to do is go to Scripture to find out what we should be doing in the first place. Because where you leave off justice, friends, you lose your liberty. Because, again, justice and judgment guards our liberty, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Well, Coach Dave is out in front of Hillary Clinton's home, and the police come. And keep in mind, a couple weeks prior to the event that we did in Canton, Ohio, the FBI showed up at his house. He is protesting the abortion industry. He's protesting those that are killing the innocent in the womb, those that were fearfully and wonderfully created in the womb. The FBI shows up at his house and just said that they were watching his videos, and they wanted to make sure that he wasn't inciting violence. I want you to think about this, friends, because it's not a foreign enemy attacking you. Your sins are finding you out, okay? We're doing this to ourselves. Read Numbers 32:23 when you get a moment. Coach Dave Davenmeyer's protesting those that are murdering the innocent in the womb, Proverbs 6:17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, and the FBI shows up at his doorstep and said that they were watching his videos, and they just wanted to know if he was inciting violence. So the question, friends, that needs to be begged here is, who's the FBI working for? They're protecting those that are pushing forth an agenda that's destroying all of us, including those useful idiots that went to Dave Davenmeyer's door. They just don't know it yet. You know, but they'll just tell us they're just doing their job. They're not doing their job, friends. They're not doing their job. They're doing what they're told. Not putting two and two together, friends. Not realizing, first and foremost, that if they're going to be lied to and they're going to work for someone that's lying, stealing, and killing, that at the end of the day, when they get their agenda pushed to the point where they want it to be, they're going to do the same thing to them. But they're just not thinking about that. That's why I'm on the radio, to think for you, because you won't think for yourself. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, Coach calls for indictment of Hillary Clinton in front of her house. When the police came and said this is a very sensitive area to Coach Dave, the guy's the biggest sweetheart in the world, friends. Guy wouldn't hurt a fly. And the cops show up and they said, this is a very sensitive area. You do that. You do realize that this is the former president's former home. His home. Yeah. And you know what the police asked him? They asked Dave, who's the biggest sweetheart known to mankind, are you here inciting violence? Just the exact opposite. He said, there's going to be violence in America if Hillary Clinton, the felon, is not indicted. He said the police officer couldn't answer his statement. Friends, who's attacking you since September 11th in a major way, in a blatant way? Mask off. Who's been attacking the American people more than the agencies that have been created since September 11th? Hey, first and foremost, friends, might I add, going to another article here, friends. In Wisconsin, we have a Muslim migrant mother of seven who plotted to poison reservoir with ricin. She was recruited for ISIS in America. The plot was thwarted. We just heard on the commercials, friends, right before I took to the air here. Did you not hear it when they said that there's more accessibility and more bomb threats out there than there ever has been? Wait a second. What about the Patriot Act, the Unpatriot Act? What about all of the agencies that have been created to make us safer? No, friends, they're not working for us. They're working against us. Have you not opened your eyes to the reality of what's going on out there? It's not a foreign enemy doing this, friends. You have 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America. You have the CIA-controlled media covering for those that are coming into the United States on the allurement of those that call themselves representatives in the United States of America under the cover of sanctuary cities. It's not a foreign enemy attacking you, America. We're doing this to ourselves. It's all by design. And rest assured, friends, just so you know, the bad guys and the good guys can understand exactly what's happening here. I want you to listen carefully. But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, Leviticus 26, verse 15, I will also do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror. That's what the Lord said. And just to solidify it from an individual who lost his life for telling the American people the truth of the matter, because we're seeing now an Ilhan Omar attack the American system on a daily basis with the full support of the CIA-controlled media. Who's attacking you, America? I'm just asking the question. I want you to listen to what Robin Cook said. Former British Foreign Secretary. He's on record stating, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terror group called Al-Qaeda. This is what he said. He said, and any informed intelligence officer knows this, but there's a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States of America. See, this is happening because people don't learn from history. Do you remember when Condoleezza Rice said of Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror? She said the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terrorism was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. I also wanted to let you know if you want to jump online at any time, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, check that out. Got brand new videos going up every week. Again, bringing about the resolve to the issues in America, folks. We have several hundred of them. If you go back to the very beginning, to the very present, friends, you'll find that the answer's always been found in Isaiah 51, verse 4. Judgment and justice guards our liberty. Judgment and justice is the very things left off. On a daily basis, the American people are being neutered through the crimes of those that call themselves representatives. On a daily basis, the American people are being neutered by a lying propaganda outlet across the United States of America under the guise and under the false pretenses of being media outlets, when in fact that's not what they are, friends. They are propaganda outlets. Propaganda outlets owned by six corporations worldwide, giving you the same message, regardless if it's MSNBC, regardless if it's Fox News, if it's ABC. They're all using useful idiots and propagandists that are simply taught to lie to the people that they're speaking to on a worldwide basis. Now, what I want you to do is go over and check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to be covering some more issues here. But I also wanted to let you know that if you want to call in again, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I'm going to get to in just a couple minutes here, friends, is everything that we're seeing throughout the United States, and I'm talking about those in power, behind the guise of our said representatives, the special interest groups that are pulling the strings, per se. And by the way, if you want all of that to stop, then deal with corrupt politicians. You find the article found in Article 2, Section 4, if you peruse the U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 3, the list goes on and on and on. If you want, you know, we're told that the deep state is in motion. The deep state is in operation. Well, I got a question for you, America, and 53 countries that are listening to me. How does the deep state do what they do without these pretended representatives for the American people. They can't. It's the representatives passing the laws for the deep state that everybody's complaining about. Do the math. Think things through before people you say stupid things or stick both feet in your mouth. The deep state does what it does because of corrupt politicians that are doing it for them. And the corrupt politicians are those that are left off by the American people that tolerate their crimes. And again, just for the record, I'm not talking about an unlawful set of circumstances to take place. I'm talking about a lawful and a peaceable a way to bring about peace in the United States through the enforcement of the law against those that are committing crimes against us. Just for the record, and I've said it a million times, but you know how like the media likes to go ahead and add and take away concerning your conversations. I've had media outlets do that time and time again where they take 45 seconds out of one of my messages and then tie the two pieces together and try to make it like Bradley Dean said something that he clearly never said. You know, this is what we're dealing with in the United States of America. And I want to say this to the American people. How dare you stand down and be at ease in a time like this? The Bible clearly says, woe unto those that are at ease in Zion. You have no business sitting around. You have no business standing down when you should be standing up right now. You love your country so much, you're willing to watch guys like myself and others throughout the United States of America sacrifice our all to make sure that you and your posterity have a future and a hope. That's pretty hypocritical. That's cowardice, friends. We need to do this together because we can do this together. I'm going to be talking about this in one moment, that the agenda goes forward regardless of who's in office because God is behind it in perfect judgment. Leviticus 26, verse 15 and 16 and verse 17, all the way to the end of the chapter. Read it for yourself, and you can see the specificity of what's taking place in your country even today. And for those that are calling me crazy, just go back 15 years. And then go fast forward to the present and you tell me who's crazy. The crazy people are those that didn't listen. It reminds me of Noah when he was that preacher of righteousness, when he was warning the people what was coming. And they laughed at him, they scoffed at him, and they mocked him. But it wasn't funny when it began to rain. Was it? Well, I want to tell you something, America. We are now in the times where it is raining judgments. And for those that want to get in the ark, I strongly suggest that you do it. And the way that you do it is go read Acts 20, verse 21. You read Matthew 3, 2. You read Acts 2:38. Okay? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, is the message. There is no other message. Now, with that said, going fast forward so I can pick up on our topic today, I want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. Two Muslim terrorists captured who were involved in the beheading of Wall Street Journal Bureau Chief Daniel Pearl. If you've not seen the video, friends, it's horrific. But now these are the people that your representatives are alluring into the United States of America. Going fast forward, not making this up, have several contributors across the scale in the United States of America. Don't talk to all of them all the time, but it's interesting how they're reporting similarities going on in your country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and in other countries, which is going to be coming to your country if you don't pay attention to what's going on. Sri Lanka Jihad massacre and the decline of the West. It's all aimed at the West. That's why they call you the great Satan. And I want to tell all you football watchers and you baseball watchers, your enemies have declared now is the time to attack America because the Americans have made sports their new gods. Just wanted to let you know what they said. That's why they're attacking. Islamic Jihad rep, listen carefully, Ilhan Omar attacks Black Hawk down U.S. soldiers. Let's tell the truth here and shame the devil, because I'm not going to stand here and defend the military-industrial complex in any sense of the word. I'm not going to stand here and defend bankers that are financing both sides of a war. But I am going to tell you, friends, I support my military 100%, but I do have to say, in exposing the devil in telling the truth, that we had no business in Somalia in the first place. Bill Clinton had no business sending our military into Somalia in any sense of the word. But I do want to tell you, now you're beginning to reap what you've sown, and what I'm talking about is what you've sown. You've allowed corrupt politicians to attack other countries, to take down third world countries. Okay? with the blood of your sons and your daughters for without cause. And if you don't know anything about the CIA, you might want to talk to Mr. Harry Truman about that, because they're known for destabilizing the world. Just ask John Stockton, as well as going back to the buck stops here, President Mr. Truman, when he said that back in 47, had I known that the CIA was the American version of the Gestapo, I would have had nothing to do with it. Okay? Our military had no business over there. But with that said, I want to say this. You have Rep. Ilhan Omar doing fundraisers for the Muslim Brotherhood and affiliated organizations in the United States of America. She has the full support of the CIA-controlled media. I'm sure everybody's seen this, so you can understand that we're doing this to ourselves. We're allowing this to happen. She had said that a Black Hawk Down U.S. soldiers, Islamic Jihad, she's now attacking the Black Hawk Down U.S. soldiers. Okay. She's also the one, her first act in Congress, and keep in mind what they're doing is the Muslims are even now colonizing into the United States of America under the noses of the American people, and stealth-like operations with the help of the CIA-controlled media, who's remaining silent, until they colonize to a certain amount of numbers. And then once they get numbers, then they begin to look for their Sharia-compliant representatives. Then they vote them into office, only to attack on another day. That's what's happening in the United States of America. And you are clearly seeing this through Rashida Tlaib. You're seeing this through Ilhan Omar. Okay, they're representatives of Sharia-compliant individuals. They are representatives of those that have come from Somalia and third world countries and the Western countries, friends, to attack, to conquer countries. And you're seeing this all across the globe today. Let me go to the next point, because I want you to hear this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Churches have become number one target for attacks. An average of 105 Christian churches are being attacked every single month. Every single month. So when you look back, friends, to history, you see Adolf Hitler's alliance with the Muslims. He used the Muslims as his brown shirts, per se. He used them as his mercenaries, per se. He used them to do the killing for him, as they were using them as a political battering ram and mercenaries to help implement a Third Reich. Again, when you take that and go fast forward, you see Prescott Bush, who was indicted in 42 for illegally financing Hitler's war. Then you see George Bush Sr. call for a New World Order over 202 times, and then September 11th under his son.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will announce his 2020 presidential campaign on Thursday. Sources close to Biden are confirming that Biden will announce his candidacy with an online video, and he'll appear in Pittsburgh for an event at a local union hall. The winner of the $768 million Powerball jackpot has come forward to claim his prize in Wisconsin. 24-year-old Manuel Franco says he'll accept the lump sum payment and tells reporters it's still sinking in.
It was amazing. My heart started racing, blood pumping. My blood felt warm. I screamed for about 5 or 10 minutes. It feels like a dream, and it feels honestly like any moment I'm going to wake up.
Franco will be receiving a lump sum payment of $477 million. The pair of Nigerian brothers who say they helped actor Jussie Smollett stage a fake hate crime are now suing the Empire actor's attorneys for defamation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know, friends, we have about 107 affiliates across the United States of America, as well as broadcasting into 53 countries. With that said, we have WMXI 98.1 FM, Laurel, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We welcome you aboard, making you the 108th affiliate to the Sons of Liberty Media.com here. And with that, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we appreciate your trust. Again, WMXI 98.1 FM, Laurel, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We appreciate you. Right on. We can do this. We really can do this. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but we first got to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. We're kicking the hell out, and we're getting the heaven in. I was just talking about some of the things that are going on, and I'm going to continue on this little venture we're on right now. My son came in, and he said, Dad, did you know that in the Declaration of Independence that the tyrant king from across the pond that our forefathers threw off, and again, the Declaration of Independence, he said that he used the Hessians as mercenaries. Yeah, there's nothing new. There's nothing new at all. There's a lot of disturbing stuff going on. Do you remember what happened over in New Mexico, friends, when they had the Muslim jihadist running guns? They had tunnels under that compound. I spoke to some law enforcement right after this all went down over there. They went into jail. They were let loose to go do it again on another day because we found out that there was some influential people involved out of New York that just happened to be the father of one of the sons that was a Muslim radical over there in New Mexico. Remember they found a little boy, 3 years old, dead. They starved him to death. Remember they had all these young boys there that they were teaching them how to commit mass executions in public high schools. You all know who did the cover-up for that, right? And then remember when the details started to come out? The FBI went in, and guess what they did, friends? They destroyed all the evidence. Why would the FBI destroy all the evidence after New Mexico, friends? And notice we haven't heard a word about it. And the only time you ever hear a word about it, friends, is when they have to. And then they mean to give cover for those that mean to conquer. And again, you useful idiots in the media, how are you exempt from all of this? You got a noose around your own neck. You're on the same boat. Study history. You're the first ones to go because they look at people like you that if you're willing to betray your own people, you'll betray them as well. If you're willing to betray your own people, they look at you as being willing to also betray them. You can't be trusted. Hey, listen, the devil can't even use you, but for a moment. God can, though. God definitely can. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Wow. And here's another one. Friends, you can't make this stuff up. This is Dan Greenfield. NPR's coverage of ISIS caliphate. If you become a Muslim and cover like us, you would not be killed. Oh, America, this isn't a third world country that I'm talking about. And I'm laughing about it because I don't want to cry about it. This isn't happening in a third world country. I'm talking about what's going on in your country. Remember what I said during the first segment. The agenda is going to go forward because, America, you are under judgment. Listen, Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because the church, the men and women of God during that particular time failed to keep his commandments in executing judgments upon that nation. And because they didn't, God did. And it was to a point where they wished they would have when they had the time to do it, but now that time's passed. That's exactly what's happening here in America. Do it while you have the time to do it because, friends, you have the freedom to do the right thing today. What are you doing with your freedoms? On the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, there's a brand new article Daniel Greenfield wrote on the targeting of the United States and the Constitutional Patriots. Listen carefully. It's no surprise that the United Constitutional Patriots and militia that was patrolling for illegal alien invaders was deplatformed on crowdfunding sites. Such sites, it's understood, are only meant to raise money for social justice causes, not for conservative ones. Folks, oh my goodness, where are the lawyers? You want a clean shot at setting the record straight. You have so many opportunities. Where are the constitutional attorneys? Daniel Greenfield goes on, and once United Constitutional Patriots' detention of illegal aliens turned into a viral news story, action was inevitable. Who took action? And by the way, he said, and troubling. But the FBI's intervention is even more so. Like the Muhammad YouTube video, the arrest of UCP figure was technically legal, but also a very obvious example of political opponents being targeted. Who's being targeted? Those that stand up and do the right thing. Those that stand up and obey God and do the patriotic thing, friends. Those are the ones that are being targeted. By who? By who? Daniel goes on, especially when the FBI is already enmeshed in communist targeting aimed all the way up to Donald Trump, we're told, right? The best way to lead the opposition is to control the opposition. Friends, we're seeing Donald Trump do nothing concerning the enforcement of the law. Where's his DOJ with the Clintons? Where's his DOJ, friends, with the Mueller's? Where's his DOJ concerning the swamp that he was going to empty? Why did he? I'm not going to go down here this road today, friends. If you don't judge them by their fruits, I can't help you. I could transport you to the sun, and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. Okay? You judge them by their fruit. What is the fruit of the brand new administration? Where's this DOJ? Okay? I'm just asking the question. Who's trying to disarm you more than this current administration, friends? Where's the DOJ to put a stop to all this? Where's the DOJ to put a stop to all this immigration? Why is there this fictitious war going on between the left and the right, created only to divide America, friends? Mark 3:25. Who loses? You do, every single time, America. When are you going to wake up and understand the best you have is the reason that you're in trouble? And you've compromised by what you've tolerated. And we all, again, know what compromise is where two men get together, where they both agree on what they know is both wrong. Right? You want to go ahead and settle for diplomatic liars? That's fine. Seduction in another guise, and that's exactly how they operate. Who loses, America? You are. Why is the FBI targeting patriots in America? Why do we have political opposition, folks, to the global initiative? Why do we have them detained in prison unlawfully? Prisons where Congress has no authority, like that of Schaefer Cox, and the list goes on. Who's being targeted, friends? Those that are doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. It's not the Muslims that are being targeted, friends. We're seeing them put up statues even at the base of the memorial in New York City. We've seen that their mosques have grown 74% since September 11th. You're under attack, America. And for you to sit back and play that you're not, that's fine. That's fine. But again, like I said earlier, go back 15 years on this ministry and tell me where we missed it. It went from, oh, Bradley, that's just way out there, to, oh, my gosh, I remember when you said that. Yep. Why? Because we're sticking to the Word. It's a safe place to go. It's the sure Word. The Word of the Lord endures forever. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will not change, nor will His Word. You want to know the past? Look to the Word. You want to know the future? Look to the Word. You want to see the blessings? Look to His Word. You want to see the curses? Look to His Word. Why is the FBI attacking these constitutional patriots? Why were they deplatformed, friends? Why is Facebook attacking you, America? And where is the law that says that they can lawfully do that? Read the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law. Doesn't say that Facebook can make a law. Doesn't say, friends, that Google can make a law or Twitter can make a law. Where are the constitutional attorneys to step in? You have a sure win. You have a sure shoe in. Oh, it's the money. Really? No, no, no. Those that sit on the benches, friends, are to judge according to the law, not according to who can pay them the most to go ahead and turn their head the other way while another crime's being committed. It's not money, friends. It's the righteousness of the people in this country that tolerate what they tolerate. And they complain about what they tolerate, and they do no more. Many of them. Yes, people are waking up. Yep, that's great. But the fact of the matter is, it's gone too far already. Now, let me go forward, friends. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's... it wouldn't be right if I didn't finish with this. A Watergate reporter, FBI and CIA need to be investigated for handling of dossier. This is all by Tim Brown. Remember when you were a kid and you were taught that these are the people that you can trust? They're not the people you can trust today, friends. They're corrupt. They're aiding the destruction of their own country because someone gave them more money. They're selling their soul, and they want you to go with them, like it or not. I mean, it's truly insanity is what's happening in this country. Again, it's because of our sin, and it's finding us out. Read Daniel 9, the whole of it, many of you. Daniel 9. I was going to make another, man converts to Islam, stabs stranger in neck. Guess how the jihad got covered up? This is just craziness going on in the United States of America. Oh, about the cops. That's what I was talking about. There's an article on the Sons of Liberty. I'm getting caught up here. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Chicago top cop tells the truth. He admits officers look the other way when fellow cops break the laws. Just think how many people are in jail because of corrupt cops. Bradley, is this an anti-cop site? Are you kidding me? Good cops are angry with the bad cops as much as I am. Are you kidding me? Are you that foolish to even say something and think something like that? I'm for the law. I'm for the law. That's what I'm for. And I'm sick of corruption. I am shooting from the hip today, friends. Let me tell you. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Listen carefully. Same thing with Adolf Hitler. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Who said that? Condoleezza Rice of who? Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror. I'm going to pick that up. I got one more segment, and I'm going to paint the picture within the next 8 minutes when we come back on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Those that are watching us, thank you, Michael Roach, for Forts News. Thank you for your broadcast. Thank you for my friends on Top Chat right now. I love this. We are inciting conversation, and it's exactly what we need to do. We need to begin to talk and understand that we need to make connections across the board. We need to talk to our neighbors. We need to talk to our neighbors across the state lines, within the city, wherever the case may be, friends, in other countries, because you'll find easily that a majority of the people in this country are saying the same things, but they're being divided by a media that they declare that they don't trust. Well, then shut the TV off. You know they're lying to you, right? Doesn't the word say to us in James 4:4, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Does it not tell us in 2 Corinthians 6:17 to come out from among them? Yes, it does. It said we're not to be conformed to the world. We're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the word of God. And when you do that, he said he would give you an anointing on your eyes that you might see and that you might hear through the ears that he gives, the ear of the learned. Okay? And with that, once you see the way that the Lord sees, he exposes how the enemies operate. Hey, folks, the books of the enemies throughout the United States of America, I don't care what they call themselves, they all have the same father. I've read their book. I've read all of their books. When they attack you, they're teaching you, if you pay attention, to pull the curtain back on them because you're called to be bold. And that means to be forward to danger. Proverbs 28. And the Bible says that Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes. He spoke boldly. That's why they said nothing to him, okay? And that's another reason they call him, who's alive forevermore, who sits at the right hand of my heavenly Father, blessed be his name, amen, in Jesus' name, the line of the tribe of Judah, right? He's the one that said he didn't come to bring peace, but war. And what is he talking about? He brought the truth to divide, right? And this is the truth the Word of God brings. Read Hebrews 4:12 when you get a moment, as well as the sword of the Spirit in Hebrews 6, starting in verse 12, okay? With that said, I got to get rocking here. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Same thing with Adolf Hitler. Same thing of any dictatorship. Same thing happening here in America today. Same thing. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Condoleezza Rice said this right after September 11th. Well, maybe she should have looked in the mirror. You know that 50% of the people in New York believe that our government was responsible for September 11th? How come we never hear stats like that? How come we don't hear the stats across the United States of America exposing who they believe is responsible for what took place on September 11th? Well, when you look at what's going on today, I bet that statistic's a lot higher as to who's responsible. The question is who's gained the most since September 11th? That's all you have to ask yourself. There's your culprit. Who's gained the most? Why is it that your said representatives are asking you to forfeit your God-given rights that are blood-bought? Wow! How come they're condemning crimes, but they fail to point their finger at the responsible party? Whoa! Isn't this crazy? It's very telling. I've read their book. Read the book of your enemies, friends. Read the Word of God, and you'll understand your enemy. Okay? Going on. The agenda going forward. Because what we're seeing, friends, is everything that's happening today benefits your enemies. Within and without. They're benefiting your enemies. Who's giving cover to the 90 individuals that are now in American government that swore in on the Quran? Just asking you the question. And then if you dare call them out for what they've done over in Germany and France and other countries like the UK and Wales and England, folks, you name it, where they go, destruction follows. Matter of fact, just the other day, I was having lunch, and a guy next to us is talking about the fire at Notre Dame, the church. Oh, you know, I heard it was really, it's an old building and had bad electrical system. Folks, haven't you seen the video with the Muslims on top, running around the top of the church? And then you could see one of them tearing down the cross, and as the church was burning, you heard the Muslims around the church, if they weren't laughing, you see pictures online of that, but didn't you hear the Muslims out there saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar? This isn't just happening, folks. In that perspective country, it's happening wherever they're entering in. And yet the media is there trying to sell them as the religion of peace. Nothing new under the sun. Adolf Hitler did the same exact thing. Same exact thing. There's video online, and you can see the link between the Bushes and Adolf Hitler, and exactly verbatim, line upon line, as to what's going on today. Remember when George Bush Sr. used to talk about, he did it over 202 or 212 times, calling for a new world order? And he said, out of chaos can we create. Out of chaos can we create. Out of chaos can we create. Who's creating the chaos? Adolf Hitler used to stand in the brochures. What did they do? They created the chaos. And then what would he do? He would stand back and he would play the problem solver, wouldn't he? Yep. Yep. For the sake of time, friends, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Okay, I'll just slow down here. Just a couple days ago, someone sent out a video of a mass transportation of furniture, of illegals coming in. They were Muslims, too, in this particular situation, friends. And the picture showed where they opened the box. It was a huge, long crate with furniture coming in from overseas. And they opened it up, and they opened up the furniture, and guess what they found? AK-47s. This is information you're not getting, America. I guess it's my understanding in South Minneapolis here, they have this the highest recruiting rate in the country for ISIS. And don't forget, Ilhan Omar wanted to pass a bill that if the families of the members of ISIS were killed, that she wanted to make the insurance companies pay their families benefits for the loss of her husband. In the United States of America, friends, we're seeing the terror tied links between Rashida Tlaib, Linda Sarsour, the list goes on. And again, do we want to talk and act like this isn't really happening, friends? Because it is. Your kids are going to pay the price along with you if you don't stand up and act. Am I inciting you to violence? Are you kidding me? No, I'm inciting you to defend yourselves as to what's going on. That's what I'm inciting you to do. But I would suggest that you get into the Word of God first. Do you remember when politicians were calling out Barack Hussein Obama, saying that ISIS was a creation of Obama? That's baloney. Look to the Bushes, friends. Look to their little cohorts, this alliance of death and hell that will be disannulled again, Isaiah 28, verse 18. After the Paris attacks, what did America hear from the treasonous president during that time? His Muslim name. Read Luke 3:19. America heard a dictator who was angry and agitated with those who were comparing ISIS to the Muslims. Well, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? No. America, the media, along with these agencies, they want to intimidate you and they want to neuter you, not to be able to defend yourselves. And I want to tell you, the front that they're working on right now to further solidify neutering the American people is they attack in the First Amendment. They have Alina Kagan. They have Sotomayor. They have, who's an internationalist, and another one's a complete radical lesbian who's never judged a case a day in her life. And Ginsburg and others on the Supreme Court that are now looking at overturning anybody that dares stand up against children being handed off to same-sex couples. Folks, they listen to me. Let me say it this way. They don't have the law on their side. How are they getting away with this? It's their job, the Supreme Court and justices in America, is to what? Discover and apply the law. It's to discover and apply the law. It's not to legislate or to play the activists. They don't have any business doing that. And again, they sit during good behavior. If not, you remove them, Article 3, Section 1, Article 2, Section 4. Okay, if you don't want to remove them, then I don't want to hear you complain about it. Okay, lawfully. They're not appointed for life. Whoever told you that? The media did. Or some ignorant, biblically illiterate pastor who doesn't know his left foot from his right foot. He doesn't know right from wrong. He doesn't know light from darkness. Holy or that which is undefiled. Friends, give me a break. Really. Did you know that Mark Dayton, the former governor in the state of Minnesota, he was the worst sitting senator in the history of America. And when he was incumbent governor to this in the state of Minnesota, to a Minnesotan shame, people know that he was affiliated with the Clintons as well as Soros money. And they allowed it. But do you remember that when he was in St. Cloud, Minnesota, the people were opposing Somalia infiltration into their areas where they're colonizing even now? And he said, well, listen, if you don't like it, then you can move. That's what the governor said. If you don't like it, you can move. Okay? It's the same thing that you're hearing from said representatives today. Nope, they're a part of the agenda. They're a part of using mercenaries, using them as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution. First, demoralize them. Then begin to incrementally bring judgments upon them. But it's not by the hand of the enemy, friends. It's by the hand of a just and a holy God. Isaiah 26, verse 9, Talking 23. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.